What's up, everybody? This is a Four Guys, One Podcast for ProjectShanks.com. You've come to know and love us, obviously. I am Chris Stuckey. To my immediate left, I have the former offensive lineman and everyone's favorite big man, Zach Spears.
I'm still an offensive lineman at heart.
At heart,
the
but not...
Man, big man never dies in you. The offensive lineman never dies in you.
I can respect that.
I try to keep myself around offensive lineman and you guys, of course.
We have a, wow, a radio guy turned TV guy turned... Radio guy turned writer, Reed Kerr.
Something like that, yes. Yeah. He's made while you wait.
Honestly, I'm not even going to lie. The best writer I know, and I honestly, Reed, I'm not saying this just because we're friends, but I honestly feel blessed to know you and be in your loop where I can read your articles.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate
your writing is really good, especially the columns you have right now on your vacation. They're fabulous.
It was a long vacation. I appreciate the kind words, man.
And we have our resident Hollywood star, himself, coming off knee surgery, it's Matty Five, Matt Bellner.
Yes, first thing off the DL, doing a podcast, can't beat it.
And you are doing this literally with staples hanging out of your knee.
I do. I have some staples.
I thought you had knee ornaments. I was like, is that the next thing with the kids? You're gonna pierce your knees?
He pierced.
You know that would. I bet you there are some kids out there that would try that if I showed it to them and said I did it on purpose.
Self mutilation as an attention getter. It's a big thing these days.
I've never met anybody with pierced knees.
But if
I've seen some people with things that hang down to their knees that are pierced, but
so. Checking men or women, yeah, I'm confused here.
Sometimes you just get links sent to you and you don't know what they are.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know what it was, Mom.
Clear cash.
Should we preface this podcast by saying Matt is on pain meds?
Yes, took a half a pill. They changed my medicine because I had some sort of reaction to it, so we're kind of easing back into the world of podcasting while on medicine, correct?
Okay, Reed, you've done quite a bit of radio in your life.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever done it on pain meds?
Let me think. I don't think so. I've done.
Have you ever used that as an excuse?
Yeah.
No,
for
I've
something
done,
you said.
I have done radio shows and TV shows in extremely altered states of mind before.
Ooh.
I broke my foot at 9:02 one day, and then I was on the air at 9:05. That's the kind that's the kind of time off you get in radio.
Yeah, union job, I'm sure.
I broke my foot, and I thought I just twisted my ankle really badly. So I grabbed a trash can, filled it with ice out of the little ice thing, and water, probably not water. It wound up with water in it, but and I just took it and hobbled down to the studio, threw the door open, put the bucket down. Jammed my foot down into it. I didn't know it was broken, and I wouldn't until later. And just started doing the show and hoped it, froze in place, I guess. So it was 2 hours of intense pain. I pulled my foot out later on, and it looked like a Muppet foot. Blue and purple and green. It was broke.
I've done a show on pain meds before. With you.
Wisdom Teeth?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I remember that one.
That was good. You could taste colors that day.
Wisdom Teeth out.
You were feeling like Bill Walton.
Yeah.
Wisdom Teeth out at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday in Longview. I made it to Tyler for the show at 4 o'clock the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Face still swollen. On pain meds. My mouth literally still bleeding.
Yeah,
but I was there.
You didn't miss a show.
I didn't.
Yeah,
if you miss a show,
you lose your
job.
Your job
to somebody else. It's radio.
Not at that station, but
yeah. I did a TV show once. Here's actually the most famous TV story that I ever did. It was probably about 4 or 5 years ago. It was one of those times in the middle of the summer in Texas when things are just brutally hot and there's no relief whatsoever, and people are dumb enough to leave kids and pets and things in their cars, and it's a horrible story. And I thought, well, you know what? I sweat pretty well. It's one of the few things I do well. Let's lock me in a hot car and I can describe what's happening. It's basically KLTV Jackass is basically what it was. I got a couple of EMTs to stand there in the parking lot with me. There was an ambulance like 6 feet away from where I was in the car. I got in the car. The other thing was before that happened in the afternoon. That morning, I had to go to a house fire and cover it, and my photographer locked the keys in the car. And so I had to stand outside in the, 102 morning degree heat for like 2 hours till somebody brought us the keys. Then in the afternoon, here we go. Locked me in the car. We turned the air conditioner on in the car and all that. We have one of those big outdoor, like by your grill thermometers. you know, the giant ones that look like a clock. Started at 80 degrees, turned off the car, just put the camera on me and just watched the sweat stream down my face. It went up about 2 degrees a minute. And at 120, they pulled me out. They tell me, you can't go any farther. They took me out. After that, they had me live on set at 6 to talk about what I had done and, you know, how bad it felt and all that.
And how lucky you were to be alive.
Had you showered?
No.
Ooh.
I remember none of that. That was a Thursday. I don't remember what story I did on Friday either. Saturday was when things started to get not quite so blurry anymore. So
it's like a heat concussion.
Yes. Yeah, it was like a heat concussion. And, you know, that's the and that's what you got to do in this business these days.
And just that, pray for a heat concussion? Pray,
yeah, put yourself in awful situations.
Whatever you can do to get on YouTube. And
Yeah.
The key is you got to get on YouTube.
I won an AP award for that story, actually. And I know that I won it because everybody on the judging committee for the AP awards saw that and went, hell, I could do that.
Yeah. I'm sure that was emulated at every station.
I don't have to know anybody to do that. I can get, you know, an EMT and lock myself in the trunk, maybe. So
you got to do one for the winter where we put you in a freezer.
I volunteered to take a taser shot after that if they'd give me like 2 days off to recover. They wouldn't. I didn't. But actually, a guy around here has Brady something has taken a taser shot.
Really? Oh, I've seen that one. Yeah.
Have you not seen this, Ducky?
I haven't.
Have you ever logged on YouTube and watched the fights at our IHOP and Tyler?
No. I've seen the one at the McDonald's in my hometown of Carthage where the guy's angrily swinging the wet floor sign. It's like a 3-ounce plastic sign, and he's swinging it like a samurai sword. Yeah, that's good. My hometown gets on. If you just Google my hometown on the internet, it just comes, great things come up.
Yes.
And there's a movie out about your hometown right now. I heard it's pretty good, actually. Have you seen it?
I think I was written out of it. No, I have not seen it.
Not we'll have to go see that, yes.
We need to see that.
I don't want
to.
You're talking about Bernie, not Snow White, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Abe Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
That was recorded in Carthage, Texas.
Carthage. If it was Abe Lincoln Hillbilly Slayer, maybe then it'd be set in the
I read that. Go to Redbox. You'll see some good titles.
That's the straight to DVD. Okay, I went to a Redbox the other day, and like Tuesday I rented a movie. And I came back Wednesday at the drugstore, and the box was gone. So I was very confused. Somebody, like, did somebody rent the red box?
Where they took the whole box.
I'm like, oh.
That's a bad break.
Yeah.
Did they jack it like they try to jack ATMs?
Yeah, you want them 500 crappy DVDs you're going to take home?
Yeah. Those red boxes, when I look at them, it's like you look at the top, it's like, oh, those are good movies. You look at them, and it's like, yeah, I don't remember some of those. You look at the bottom, it's like, wow, it's a lot of Dolph Lundgren movies.
Yeah, Katherine Heigl, where she's running from the law, take the money and run or something. There's some weird titles.
Yeah, movies that maybe you can remember advertised once.
And a lot of 3D movies and 2D, which I've yet to been able to. Why don't they give you some glasses when you rent it?
I'm
going to make a call.
The chances you're getting those back probably aren't good.
Well, I never give them back at the theaters anyway, so I've got several in the house.
In our paper this week, I don't know if you guys read the Sunday paper. You guys probably don't get our hometown Tyler paper.
I didn't even know they still made papers.
Anyways, you opened it up and they gave you like, I guess there was something with the Venus and the moon yesterday or the sun. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
The transit of Venus?
Yeah. And you thought it was a car?
I thought it was a train song.
Yeah, I tried to buy it on iTunes.
Yeah. But they gave you like vision-proof glasses for that to watch it. I was like,
because you're not supposed to stare at the sun. It's like on the eclipse.
Vision-proof glasses?
I stare at
glasses?
The sun all the time, though.
What is a vision-proof glass?
I thought it was a bandana.
Yeah. I thought that was a 12-pack.
Well, it's like with the eclipse. They go, you know, don't stare at the eclipse. And, you know, in Texas, we don't cotton much to people telling us what not to do. So we're out there, you know, drinking a sixer of Old Milwaukee or Pearl and just staring right at it. Yo, screw you, government G-man. Yeah. Ow. You know.
Oh, man. A Pearl reference this early into the podcast.
That's from my grandpa.
Wow. You don't get that often.
Love you, Papa. Okay. While we're here, of course, we're actually recording this on the Wednesday night, and we've got NHL playoffs going on in front of us and the Spurs-Oklahoma game. If you guys
and Yankees game and the Rangers game about to start.
Yeah, so if you guys have watched the know who wins in any of these, don't spoil it for us. Stucky, you are just wrapping up your time as the head of a softball team or two.
Yes.
How did that go for you?
Well, yes, technically we had two teams. Only recognized one. The other one was co-ed, and we weren't
good. Your farm system.
Yes.
Good way to be a good co-ed is a good farm system, correct?
For softball or anyways. No, we wrapped it up last night. We had a doubleheader, and we needed to win both games of the doubleheader to win the championship. We would have finished in a – if we won both games, we finished in a tie with another church at 7-1, and we beat the other church, so we would have had the tiebreaker. We got down, I think it was 6-0 in our first game, kind of clawed our way back into it, ended up winning 12-6, I believe was the final. Yes. And then the second game, the bats weren't there and the defense was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. I take full blame.
Ooh.
Matt was there.
I was there for – I wasn't playing because I was injured. I played a little, I think, more than half the season. I would have got my playoff share if we would have won.
You still get a T-shirt.
I still get a T-shirt. Yes. I was there for the prayer. I got to sit in the dugout. I got to make the lineup changes for Chris. I'd take him to the umpire. And when Chris would cuss or something like that, I'd make a lot of noise with my cane against the fence. So, S-H apostrophe,
yes,
people, something
T. Righty
is
using a cane.
Yes, I'm using a cane.
You got the pimp stick going.
That's I do. If you, yeah. Pimp sticks don't really translate to podcasts, but it was tough. I mean, the second game of the doubleheader was 9:45.
Pimp stick means something else.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Noted.
Yeah.
I call Google it cane.
T-shirt.
There you go. T-shirt. Pimp stick means something else in my generation.
Yeah, definitely does. Are you previewing that?
Is that going to be
a
promo material?
That's a promo material.
Okay. Good.
I made it. It's good.
But, Chris, what would you think three keys to the defeat of the second game, not the first game, 6:45 game, we showed up, and that was a well-played game.
It was. It was a slow start, but you know, things turned around, and the bats kind of lit up when they needed to, and you know, we did what we needed to do to get the win. The three keys to the loss.
Was that just a fine example of coach speak?
Yeah, he just coached.
That was amazing. That was,
you like that? You like that?
Nothing in that sentence.
I've been practicing.
I'll give you a loaded question then, okay, from a reporter that I saw, inside information.
Okay.
Between the doubleheaders, one of our players, one of the key players, had a chocolate milkshake.
This
it was
true.
A 94 degrees at game time of the second game.
With Oreos.
Do you feel that a chocolate milkshake was a proper meal to be having before a championship softball game?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. I questioned the player on this, but it's not really my place.
Feel free.
I thought that I remember watching like game 163 when the Cubs played San Francisco. I couldn't imagine Gary Gaetti getting a chocolate milkshake and go, yeah, let's go get them, guys.
That's better than my softball team, Matt. Our team captain, he's also a shortstop, but he's not the best player. And in the slow pitch softball, your best player needs to be your shortstop. And he's also our leadoff hitter. He smokes a cigarette before we play, while we play, and then right after the game.
Wow.
And then the rest of my team likes to get hammered before the game. Out in the parking lot, they like to sit out there and pound some beers.
Is this church league?
No, it's city league.
Okay, good. If it was church league, I may go to your church if they're pounding cocktails.
I had to sign a form saying I wouldn't let my players drink.
Is that why you've been off the bottle lately? I was wondering why Chris quit drinking.
He said just at the games. Y'all drive him to drink afterwards and before.
Now, my other question would be, on the day of the game,
yes,
I understand there was a very, very early team breakfast at a local establishment that's known for their incredibly high-fat food content.
Yes, three of the players and the coach.
Did you ever consider not having that breakfast that early in the morning, knowing that the team may be a little tired at the end of the night and they'd be up for 19, 20 hours straight?
No.
You didn't.
But
did you think that when this game started, did you feel a little tired and go, man, you know what, if I would have slept in this morning? Or did it have no effect on you or the players?
Okay, here's the deal. We've had this breakfast every game day of the year.
So it's no different.
Right. Didn't break routine.
But this was the first one where it was just brutally hot outside.
And a doubleheader.
And that. So, whew. But I had to take the I took the co-ed game off in terms of cheering and motivational speech. I needed to rest
he
up.
Just wanted to get co-ed over with.
Is that fall under the lost causes category?
In the pregame prayer, did you pray that this ends quickly?
Yes.
The co-ed
game. Well, that was going to be my question number three. During the co-ed game, yes, players that play also on the regular team, the males, we're the second worst co-ed team. We were playing the worst co-ed team. The loser gets number one draft pick, and the winner, we would get the number two pick. They don't do a lottery system or ping pong balls for co-ed softball.
You get
to pick the next, the first 18 and over player that's a male or female that's been saved. So that's how you do the draft. So they have weird rules. It's unique. So we still wanted to win. We weren't going to try to play for a draft choice or whatever.
We have pride.
But we had some guys that were – we were up a lot, and the game could end quicker, and they were – one guy walked. Walked, like wouldn't swing at pitches in a co-ed game. Coach Stuckey is specifically instructing him to swing, and he wouldn't swing. Chris was going to pull him from the game.
Chris,
he tried to pull.
Did you legitimately get mad in a slow pitch softball game?
I did, and I from my vantage point, I'm very close to the home plate umpire. I was pleading for the home plate umpire to call a strike, to strike out my player.
Correct.
What did your player say to you?
Said it
he
was.
He looked at me and laughed.
Yeah, he complained. I couldn't quote do anything with that pitch.
Just swing.
They lost track of the big picture,
yes,
which exactly was the championship game at 9:45.
That's exactly what happened.
You have to lose a battle to win the war.
And
so did the co-ed team win or lose the last place
we
game?
Won.
We
so
won.
So you get the number two pick.
We get the correct number two pick.
So you'd probably be faced with like a 19 or 20-year-old?
You probably somebody – usually coach. There's a Christian college in town that Chris went to. They'll get a young kid that comes to school here. Finds Jesus, goes Christian, enters the church.
Needs to find a church.
Yeah, needs a church, gets in the co-ed system, doesn't have a church. You go, Chris will, they'll draft him.
He could possibly be a top pick, so he'll visit a couple churches.
Right. Yes,
go around, visit a couple churches, and you'll know you're probably not going to get that top prospect that's out there, so you'll have your eye sets on like 2, 3, and 4 prospect, and you'll bring him in, you'll like the personality, and you'll decide who you want to pick.
You go for, and you usually pick a female that is an infielder. With your first, like a female that's been saved, probably somebody from like North Dakota that comes down on a scholarship, never even heard of Jesus, finds Jesus, gets in the system, and you. I mean, we've seen some incredible players. There was a guy Willie on the team we played yesterday.
Willie was the man.
Willie was the number one pick last season. Mm-hmm. He is the most amazing
in Street and Smith's East Texas Christian players.
Oh my God,
it's more expensive, but it's worth it. You know,
Chris will test. He was the greatest, the fastest, greatest church softball player I've ever seen, and I know why he was number one pick.
And, I'm trying to work a trade right
so
now.
So what's so important with getting a female player on your co-ed softball team, and why would you probably spend your number two pick on that?
Well, you have to have them, don't you?
You have to have five females.
And do you want – how many of your five females do you want to be productive? What's the minimum? I know you want all five to be, but
– there's a fine balance between productivity and attractiveness.
Correct.
You got to work with it.
Now, Chris,
more attractive
ever,
they are, they're not very good.
I didn't say that.
But have you ever made, when you did the draft, because we were an expansion team, did you ever draft a girl that was better looking over a girl that was a better player?
Next question.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, I'm right there with you, brother.
So if it comes down
to, it's all good to lose if you got something nice to look at.
If it comes down to, you know, like a banjo-hitting middle infielder who could be on a calendar up against just a female indigo girls listening to dump truck, Birkenstocks wearing girl.
That looks like she got drafted by the Raiders.
She's got opposite field power, and likes to run out infield hits and hopefully run over the first baseman. That's not a sure bet for you either way.
No, it's not.
It's going to depend on what the Facebook pictures look like.
That's part of the application process.
But no, see, that's a bad thing. You can't judge that because fat girls sometimes look good on Facebook.
Okay. That's why you got to peruse.
Chris does his due diligence. He does.
I'm killing with the promos today.
He did his due diligence, and he drafted. I mean, we're an expansion
team. That's
why
you got to bring them in on visits and have sit down and see what their long term vision is for their fitness, and then how they're going to play. Make sure they're going to stay tight and in shape and look good.
And our final game's tomorrow.
Oh, you got another one?
We have our last. It's the end of the game. Our end of the season. 6:45 primetime. Webcast all the whole nine yards, and then ESPN there's an after party. Correct.
Zach Spears on color.
After party.
Mm-hmm. Zach Spears from ESPN Radio will be doing play by play.
And the after party, it's Stuckey's lobby.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, most expansion teams, they don't eke out two wins, and we got two wins. Been competitive at most. We got blown out by one game that had some people that had been saved for a while, and.
Hey, you're doing better than the Bobcats.
Yeah.
The highly experienced, you know, Christian brethren.
Yes. Yeah. We're a small church. Take up a little bit of a mini mall behind Chili's.
Yeah.
We're growing. We're going to have a full-on sports complex soon.
Yes.
We have a third collection.
Stuckeyville. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We actually do have room on our new piece of property to build like a softball field.
Yeah. Are they going to build a
softball field? Has that been discussed? Or did you
discuss? It has been discussed.
No, would it be better for you if your teams were good or awful? For that,
because
if you're awful, would they go? Well, we really do need to practice, or would they go? This just isn't worth it.
See, we're pretty good, but we definitely need to practice.
Mm-hmm. You could We've got push issues. The farm system issue with building your own facility. Like we could really build up a team that could be good for years to come.
I think if you like can that. Assure, if we have 12 people on the team, if 9 of those people came to church and gave 4% of their net income, I believe that the pastor would build the park. If they gave 8%, I think he'd put in field turf. So I think that the church would rally around this.
We welcome all of you fans of local Christian League softball
who joined us
with a rundown on all this. This will be on our website later along with Mel Kiper's picks for next year.
But our team name is the only team in the league that contains a hashtag.
Hashtag GC4JC.
Well, you're ahead of the curve.
And it confuses a lot of people.
Because I can go on Twitter and find out your scores anytime I want to.
There you go.
Yep.
Hashtag GC4JC.
Is it bad that when I press the pound button for your passcode in your front yard, I said it was hashtag?
No, I said hashtag.
That is funny.
Number, hashtag.
I said number, hashtag.
Yeah.
It's changing. Twitter's changing the world.
It is. Going back to the Facebook thing that you said, here are my because you can never, you know, people sometimes can disguise themselves on Facebook. Here's my things on Facebook: how to tell if you're dealing with somebody who is repugnant. We'll just say that, or feels like they're repugnant. Pictures of the kids.
I don't know what that means.
Pictures, just go. How about that?
Okay.
Pictures of the kids. I want to see what your kids look like. If you're, you know, 30s, 40s, something like that, you put up a picture of your kid. I'm just assuming that the kid has taken everything out of you. I think you said this once, Manny. If there's a picture, if your Facebook picture is two people, you're always the funnier looking one.
Yes.
Yeah. There are a couple of people who
there's
have that.
Theories.
Who is this other person? There's photo cropping software. You could just make that you. Yeah.
And which one of your friends has the least attractive kid?
Whoa.
I read that article the other day, and it was not a very well, it was a mean-spirited article, but yes. It just caught my attention.
I can see that.
Things that people don't think about, that's what the basis of that was.
Also drawings, paintings, artwork like that. Especially if you're a female and your Facebook avatar is literally an avatar, then I know that probably you took the day off from work today because Ray Bradbury died.
Oh,
and you have a lot of paperback books about the lands of Avalon and whatever else in your house, and you have a lot of tea cozies. So you know, yes. That's all I really know. All right, Maddie, you are of course coming off the injury.
Correct. Yes.
How is it?
I had surgery. It'll be a week ago tomorrow.
And was this the knee that was covered, or was this the other knee?
This is the knee that is actually insured.
Okay, because when Maddie got insurance, they chose not to pick one of your knees.
And they chose the left one, and through the grace of God and church softball, I injured the right one.
This Correct was a one. Silent injury.
Yeah, I went. I finished that game, played the next game, played the next day, played that weekend, and then all of a sudden I couldn't move.
Mm.
And the guy that I work with sent me to the quick care, doc in the box, whatever you want to call it out here. But then a couple of days later, you go in a MRI tube. I didn't take my wallet out of my pocket. Every single one of my credit cards was demagnetized.
Yeah.
Then I went to pick up my prescription and I couldn't pay for it. couldn't buy groceries. I went to Kroger and bought $160 worth of stuff, and they wouldn't let me manually enter the code on the card.
Yeah.
So I had to drive to my house, get my checkbook, come back and pay for it, which I thought was unique.
Yeah.
That's my tip. I don't know if I've told that before, but take your wallet out of your pocket before you get an MRI.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
It probably happened like on a Friday, didn't it, where you couldn't get anything changed?
I was toast. I couldn't get to my massive income.
Had all this money. When I was first separated in my first marriage. Remember, I had the first marriage.
Yes.
I had the last marriage. That's all I'm getting. I went somewhere. I didn't have a whole lot of money in my account because the various circumstances. And I went somewhere on like a Friday to get gas. And the card rang up as a credit card and not a debit card. And so it put a hold on my account for literally every dime I had in my account like Friday afternoon at 5:30.
Oof.
And so it's like, well, I'm eating Cheetos for dinner. Whatever's left in the fridge, I can't sort this out until Monday. So we grew so accustomed to having a magic card in our wallets. It'll get us anything we want.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it was, and you know, it took me about, I don't know, maybe 15, 16 hours to finally figure out what I did. And it was my dad that came up with that master plan.
Yeah.
He's like, well, maybe you got a magnet on it or something.
Boing.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. And I still haven't got the Best Buy card replaced because I like using it because then they pull out this big old machine. That's the old school kind where they.
Oh,
yeah. And that's the only place.
Down on it. And
the yeah, they press. Yeah, the top and I'm. Of it. I refuse to get that replaced because I like to see
make them work for it.
Yeah, yeah, make them work for it. When I bought MLB, what is it? The show for
great
the
game,
okay.
I play it nonstop. All the time.
Okay, good.
Because the show's the greatest game ever.
Yeah, welcome back to Video Game Talk with Zach and Matt.
Video Game Talk. I actually played some video games this last week. I was on vacation.
I heard that. I read that on readaboutit.com on your article.
Our sponsor for this segment, readaboutit.com.
Yes, readaboutit.com.
My vacation, I played with my, I guess he's probably 12, 10 to 12, somewhere in that area. You know, right in that meaty range of kiddliness. He had a Wii, and I had a, actually it was one of my games because I almost never play anything.
Leisure Suit Larry. That's a throwback joke.
Wikipedia that one, yeah. Kids. It's very funny. It was a Marvel superheroes game. Did you know me?
I'm a comic geek.
And so he pulls it out and we're playing it. And kids just automatically know how to play these things.
Well, they teach themselves.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, he's playing it. He's doing things that I still don't know how to do. And I played the game for like 20 hours at that point. And he's ripping through these things. And there's one thing where, you know, it's one of those games. It's not a first-person shooter. You're looking down on everything. But you can tilt the camera angle of the game by...
Where your controller sits.
By the nunchuck. It's a Wii, so it's got the two controllers.
With the Z button.
If you angle it, the camera will spin. And this kid is laying like on pillows on the floor upside down with it. And so he's got the thing cocked sideways, and the whole camera is just going all the way around. Constantly, it's like I'm in a corn video or something. I can't know what the hell's going on. I'm like, Christian, could you sit up before I throw up on you? Because I can't even see Dr. Doom. I don't know where I am.
Hey, quick question: The Wii is famous for its Z button, which is used as a trigger.
The trigger?
Yeah.
Okay, now I know what it is. My characters would be standing at a door. Push the Z button. Screw you. I don't know what the Z button... Like, you know, because kids will play and they'll wipe all the... You know,
yeah,
within like an hour of playing, all the letters are gone. And I'm just mashing every button at the same time. I have not been good at video games since Pitfall, basically.
Wow.
It's been a while.
2600 days.
I missed... Somewhere in the 90s, I missed a couple of generations of games. And if you don't
keep the game changer games,
if you don't keep your video game muscles up, you lose it. And
you didn't have an original Nintendo.
I had a Nintendo. I had a friend with a Sega Genesis, which we used to play early Madden Ball. I had a Nintendo 64, and then after that, I was gone for several years.
So you never had a PlayStation original, so you couldn't play the first RPG game, which was Metal Gear Solid.
Wow,
not a PlayStation.
Video game trivia, also.
Yes. Wow.
I played Metal Gear Solid. This
segment brought to you by G4.
Metal Gear Solid in the first James Bond 007, Gold. I forget what its
Gold
actual title. Yeah,
Gold Member. Yeah,
but those are the only RPG games I played, and they're still the only ones I've ever played in my life. I can't play COD, but those were the game changers because now those RPG games like a COD, you know, Call of Duty, they run basically the video game market. I've kind of latched back onto the sports games when I do play.
When I play the sports games. I did play the Marvel game because as a comic book geek, I thought I should. Oh, and we were with we stayed with some of our friends on vacation, and their kid is playing Arkham City. It's a Batman game. And he goes, oh, let me show you how to play. And he you know, picks one of the characters. He picks Nightwing, and like the game starts, and he's in this like circus tent, and guys just come out and fight him, and he just beats the snot out of them. I mean, literally for about a half an hour. He never leaves the tent. They just keep coming. He knocks them down, knocks them out, and they just continue. They're just, you know, goons coming out of the woodwork to fight him, and he fights them off for about half an hour, and then he gets bored, you know?
I wonder if kids would rather play video games and go outside and get exercise.
Oh, 100%, absolutely.
I wonder if that will be a problem with the kids being obese.
Well, it's like
just a random loaded question.
I'd much rather go out and play like pickup basketball or you know, softball or something like that. But it's nice, especially at night, right before I go to bed. I'll turn on, play a quick game.
When I was young, my dad didn't let me play video games.
Really?
You were working at three building shoes.
Stucky a copper?
He didn't want me sitting inside all day, mm-hmm. you know, just being consumed by that. Mm-hmm. Go outside, you know, do something. Don't sit there and get fat.
I remember for my birthday.
Which is why you're a successful softball manager and business owner. And,
exactly.
You know, the founder of ProjectShanks.com and everything else.
But my favorite video game story is my birthday once. I got a Nintendo and I unwrapped it and I opened it up and it was the Nintendo core system. Came with one controller and no game. So here's my birthday, and you know your birthday is on night, and there's nothing you can, there's no, back then you couldn't go to rent a video game.
That's obviously when I was growing up, I could rent video games, mm-hmm. but I would get, you know, my PlayStation or whatever it was on the holiday, so like Christmas, you know, big holiday, Christmas. Everything's closed on Christmas Day. The day after Christmas, you don't want to go shopping.
Nope.
But something in my electronics of Christmas gifts would always be messed up. And it would ruin my Christmas day. So all I wanted to do, I got the PlayStation 2. It could play DVDs. This was my first DVD player. Mm-hmm. I wanted to watch a DVD. Didn't have any DVDs. And I only had one controller. My brother wanted to play me on the one game that I got. It was like racing. I don't want to do racing, but it's what I have for the day, so I had to play racing. But we had to like switch out controllers, and I didn't want to share it with my brother. Mm-hmm. So I was like, Dad, this sucks. I need to get to the store. And Dad's like, I understand. I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. But they wouldn't take me on the next day because it's too busy, and I couldn't drive then. So I had to go whenever they go. So, and then sometimes it'd be on the weekend, and it'd still be busy because it's the weekend, but I understand your pain. It totally sucks.
Oh, it was the worst.
This is still bothering Zach to this day.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't get a Nintendo.
Holiday-related tragedies stay with a young man well into adulthood.
And I don't want people to think I'm this big gamer in video games because there was time in my life, especially all throughout high school, I didn't play video games all throughout high school until I graduated college. I finally bought a PlayStation 3 when I graduated college again because, you know, I kind of reached a point in my life I don't have to sit at home and study anymore. Mm-hmm. I can have that kind of distraction in my life. And I only own one video game, and it's a hockey game, actually. So
The first game I bought in a long time. I still haven't even opened it. I bought it to play while I was recovering the MLB game. And I still think I got my PlayStation 3 as a gift from a girlfriend. That's probably the dumbest gift a girl could ever get a guy.
That's great.
Here I'm a grown man, and I get a PlayStation 3. She's like, well, I thought we could watch Blu-rays.
Cool, thanks.
Why don't you buy a Blu-ray player?
I have a
PlayStation 3 and I own one Blu-ray DVD.
And the next thing I was playing a Call of Duty and I have a headset on and some 11-year-old's killing me and dropping the F-bomb on me.
Even when your girl's like, hey, can we go eat? No.
Yeah.
We gotta free the hostages.
Yeah, I think that's probably why she's an ex-girlfriend. And
I played some video games growing up. By the time I was in high school, not so much. And I mean, really, you know, Maddie, you and I grew up in the putting a quarter in days.
Correct.
Like literal stand-up arcade games. Favorite video game? What do you got? Stand-up or any platform?
Well, mine was Chex Hockey. That's not really a video game. But remember Bubble Hockey?
Bubble Hockey.
They still, with the hockey, like was Russia versus USA.
Oh, yeah. You mean the
yeah, this, the paddles. Yeah. They still have that at the Putt-Putt here in Longview, Texas. A little shout-out if anybody wants to play me. But Track and Field, if you remember that one.
Yes.
That was my favorite.
Track and Field was good. I remember playing that at my grandparents' house because they actually had that. My favorite video game, I'm going to go two here. Mm-hmm. NFL Blitz, because they were fun.
Yeah.
Oh, you stole mine.
Unrealistic, but fun. All right. But I'm going to go selfish here.
Okay.
I'm going to go on NCAA 2000. college football 2010 and 2011. In 2009, the video game I was on.
Because you're in it.
Yeah, because I'm in the video
Sweet.
Game. So I'm going to go with those.
Do you activate yourself?
Yeah. I start myself like fullback.
What name did they – did they just give you a fake name like Rusty Nail?
It's like number 76 from like San Antonio because they don't ever put
because you don't get
– city you're from.
Right. So they don't actually
have – Yeah, they're screwing you.
Does it creep you out to know that somewhere some guy was looking at you and trying to digitize you?
And probably cussing me. But it, no, it doesn't irk me as bad as how bad they had my ratings off.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's
my ratings I'm not a very good run blocker, but my run blocking was like 80, 88. But I'm really fast for my size. But my speed was at like a 54.
And you never went to that site, though, where you could download the actual roster?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
That didn't change my ratings.
Okay, it didn't.
They don't really care about offensive linemen. I mean, they got the good offensive linemen good, and they got the rest of us average. And, you know, I'm happy to say that I'm proud of my poor run blocking abilities. And I'm proud of that because I like to pass the ball. I like to pass the ball. And I'm very comfortable in saying that my run blocking should have been my speed at a 56 and my speed should have been like an 88.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to go into that.
Yeah, we got to get you on the indoor football league.
Yeah. Stucky?
NFL Blitz.
NFL Blitz.
Yeah, like Zach said, unrealistic but just fun.
So much fun.
I'm going to go stand-up game. Although this was also on the Nintendo, the first platform, RBI Baseball.
Oh, yeah,
good call. Stand-up RBI Baseball game. And this, again, is kind of for selfish reasons because I had this, the last theater that I managed, this was one of the video games in it, and I got all my friends to play. We would play, like, for hours. It's pre-girlfriends. We would play for hours, and I would make, you know, 25% of the gate, basically, on their games. But, the you know, it's just standard, you know, you're a big collection of bricks, basically, and you swing and you run. But the arcade game, the teams were all-star teams. So like the Yankees, you had Yogi Berra, you had Babe Ruth, you had DiMaggio, you had Mantle. It had 10 teams, and every one of them was just full of all-stars. And we would play for hours.
Did you have the one with the two screens? Did you have the RBI with the single screen?
This is a single screen.
Okay. Because the putt-putt in Longview had the double screen, so you couldn't see what the other guy was doing on the other side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we played a lot of those games at that point. But now, you know, I'm an invalid, basically. I have no idea what's going on.
That would be an excellent way to spend your money. And your wife would probably be thrilled if you went and bought a vintage stand-up RBI baseball game to put in the living room.
That would be awesome.
I have a friend that if he could find one, he would.
Really? Oh, yeah. I could find
You can get those. You know, you can
get the emulator.
Yeah, you can get the old emulators for those games for nothing. You can download them. Actually, you know, I've mentioned this before. I get together with my three oldest friends from high school once a year. One year, I took the emulator up there, and we spent like a day and a half playing RBI again. Just sprawled out.
Are those guys married?
Two of them are. One of them is not.
Did they ever get divorced?
Not yet. Okay. Statistically speaking, it'll probably happen. But, you know.
I'm just trying to think how you would. Hey, honey, I'm going up to play RBI baseball.
You got a 50% chance that she's not the one when you get married.
Right.
50% chance that she's not the one.
My first marriage, she wasn't the one. Although, second one, she's the one.
Although Facebook, you tell us that she is the one every day. Your post, you know, that guy, he'll post or she'll post that this is my soulmate. And then like 6 months later, they, you know, they lost the baby. They had a miscarriage. Wow. And then it's not the one anymore.
I wasn't
going to. This is special. We'll be right back with another special podcast.
It's true.
I was going to go for some hubris there, but
well, okay. Whoa. We all probably have people on our Facebooks that we don't really know that well.
Catfish?
Look.
Yeah, like catfish people.
No, catfish people. Good. Yes, I saw the movie. Reference. Good movie.
I have friends of my wife's. My wife is from, the rectum of Ohio and the area around West Virginia. So she's got a lot of friends from there, and they see my posts. I'm funny. They want to follow me, so they follow me. So this just gives me, you know, full unfettered access into their lives because they post on Facebook. You know, they have friends that one of them the other day posted that it had been like, you know, 16 years of wedded bliss with her husband, her best friend, her soulmate, you know, love you, Shep, or whatever her name was. And I was thinking, man, it was just a year ago you were posting in the middle of the night about how he was screwing around on you with like a Perkins waitress or
and
whatever.
And you're not even exaggerating at all. This is true.
Yes.
It's disgusting. No one cares about your personal life.
Well, I care only because it's ironic and funny. But I don't really care. Yes.
I went through my Facebook for the last couple of weeks. I haven't posted much on Facebook lately. I've just been sitting back and reading it.
Right.
Because I don't really want to contribute to the madness that is stupid Facebook right now. Mm-hmm. So, but I've read it all, and I want to write "No one cares" in all caps on a lot of them. Right. But I post it as my status. Does anyone else ever want to just write "No one cares" on just about everything you see on Facebook? And I get numerous likes and tons of comments.
Right.
Everyone feels the same way. And it was funny because some of the people that like the status are some of the people I was directly talking about.
I was thinking of this the other day. You should be able to just post on Facebook what you would say to people. Like your 10 best responses to people on your Facebook that you wish you could tell them. You know? Because there's so many things you want to say, but you know.
You got to go like the comedian Jim Norton, if you know him.
Oh, yeah.
Just one afternoon. And disco balls out. Somebody put something negative, like, "Oh my God, I woke up and I fell and I broke my elbow taking the kids to class," and you just hit like. You know what I mean? I mean, just take one day and take a week and just fireball that thing, and at the end of the week, nuke it and go off the grid.
I have this one person on my Facebook, no matter what they post, I always like it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Because most... No, most of the time because it's dark and it's not, they're not, you know, it's really dark and they don't really necessarily like things that are going on in their life.
Right.
So whether it may be if they, I don't think they think I'm being a smart ass when I do it.
Right.
But I'm praying for them or I'm trying to cheer them up, whatever it may be. I do like a lot of their stuff is like, "Life's not going good today. I just wish I could sleep," or "I wish I could have that one guy to come over and hold me," that type of stuff. Like.
Chris posts
thanks
a lot.
Sharing, yeah. Thanks for sharing that information. Thanks for sharing that information with me, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, Stucky.
Wow. Yeah.
No, look, on a serious note, I know I had a guy, Chris, where you were telling me that there's something you could, if you think someone's trying to commit suicide, was that what we talking about that?
I think we did talk about that.
I had a guy that was, at one point, I guess technically in charge of my career or a boss or whatever, and he posted something like, "Wait a minute. I had a moral dilemma. What do I do here? This guy seems like he's about to go Columbine." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? That's an NMP, not my problem. I'm going to bed. Like, you just, at some point, you can't get...
You can't
be too invested.
Yeah, you can't. It's like, look, I got my own problems. I gotta come up with rent and pay for a Nissan.
Yeah. It's one of those things that if anything were to ever happen, they go, "Oh, well, why didn't anybody notice?" Well, because it happens all the time, really. I mean, how do you know the one that's serious out of the, 20 or 30 you see in a week?
Go back and read Sandusky's Facebook account. I mean, you can see his pages. That's public record now. You would know, no one would even blink. And now you see him, he's on trial for toying around with little boys. But back then, you didn't think anything of it. It's just, it's just Sandusky being Sandusky.
Yeah. It's probably some pretty ironic.
Yeah, now they're fighting to put that in the public record. I heard them discussing that on the radio today, and that's what Cowherd's all excited about because he's ready to read those. It's going to be it's about to get super slow in sports.
Right, and that's the kind of thing.
Basketball will be over. Hockey will be over. There'll be no football.
Who really wants to read those, though?
It's controversial.
Yeah, you got to get.
No one should want to read
them. No.
Nobody should, but things will be so slow. In the media, that will lead.
You won't have a choice, and that's what he was talking about. And I'm like, wow, that's what it's turned into.
We talked about ESPN before, and ESPN, because we're all sports fans, ESPN is no worse in the world of sports than other shows are in the world of news or entertainment or newstertainment or whatever they call them these days. You know, everybody's got a lot of TMZ in them.
Yeah, they
got
to sell advertising. Right. They got to sell a Dorito that's also a taco.
Right. Which is pretty good, actually. So,
have you had one?
Oh, yeah. How could I not have had one?
Did you drive 900 miles like on the commercial?
That guy should be put down. The guy who drove 900 miles for $1.26 worth
that
of taco.
That can't be true. I wouldn't even do that. And I'm like one of the best eaters I know.
Would you drive 900 miles for Whataburger?
I have, actually.
But see, that's the thing. When they started this, whenever, if you want to try these foods, then that actually, I would think Iowa would be one of those places where you could, because they always test those products in that area, like Backwater, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They give you, try the new, bacon wrapped Doritos or whatever, and because they try them there to see if they'll work and to see if they cause mutation, that sort of thing. They try them there, then they'll spread it out. So they probably did try the taco flavored Doritos.
They tried somewhere. I mean, they, you know, when I was in college,
Ballsack, Arkansas had got it in their Taco Bell. And
Ballsack, Arkansas. It's, I'm going to Google that.
Or is that.
That's one of the road signs. I didn't get off the Arkansas
highway. I'm putting that into my Garmin to see where that takes me. But I was in Nacogdoches when I was going to college at Stephen F. Austin State University. Shout out. And we were the test market for Keystone Beer.
Really?
And it was bottled beer taste in a can.
That is the perfect test market for Keystone beer.
And it was fantastic. And I wrote him a letter and told him it was fantastic. And this huge box showed up with all of this Keystone gear.
Yeah.
Posters and shirts
and
stickers.
Did you give them the idea to have Keystone as
their... I did not.
That was much later. My band actually has a song about Keystone. It was such a part of college.
Oh, yeah.
For everybody who was not me. So
now I don't think they even promote the bottled beer taste in a can anymore. Mm.
I don't think they do. But no. Keith Stone adds to the name.
Keith Stone, yeah. Because
you were part of the key. Man, you have all sorts of fascinating things about your life once we start digging.
It really does.
You know? It's ready to be a book. I just got to trim it down.
When you write letters to people.
Yeah. You write a letter and you use good English, which I learned here at a local East Texas high school.
Shout out.
And you never know what you'll get.
Yeah.
And if you write the letter just a little bit incorrect, then someone will feel sorry for you. Don't ever write your letter perfect, because it's going to be written. It's going to be read by somebody that's not. That's just going to be. Oh man, this guy, he's really out there busting it. Yeah. Let's send him some Keystone stuff.
This guy needs a beer and a T-shirt.
Yeah, let's get him some clothes.
Oh, Keystone. Yeah, but that's. I have had the Doritos taco. I did find it pretty delicious. I was going to make fun of it regardless, but I knew I was going to have one eventually. So,
did you get it with the sauce?
No, I just got it the boring way I normally eat tacos, just meat and cheese.
Okay.
You know me, I'm terrified of vegetables.
Yeah, so. I got it with the sauce. I'll try it again without the sauce. That's fancy. Pretty good,
but I did notice this. Once you eat it, you just might as well go ahead and scrub your hands like you're going to be doing surgery on somebody, because your hands just turn just completely cheesy.
Well, they're going to make it with Cool Ranch. Ugh. And one other Doritos flavor.
Taco?
Yeah, it would be great if it taco flavored.
I wonder if they're going to do a cheeseburger flavored Doritos, because they do have cheeseburger flavored Doritos. Mm-hmm.
You know what? There's nothing we will not eat in this country.
I won't eat those cheeseburger flavored Doritos. I ate them. I had one or two of them. And you know the saying, I bet you just can't eat one?
Yeah.
I proved that saying wrong with those. they were horrible.
There's a joke there.
And there's...
I just made a joke.
It's in this country we ran out of original foods years ago, and so when places need, we come up with new things. Like suddenly, you know, like 15 years ago, nobody ate tilapia. Never heard of tilapia, and then everybody's
got
tilapia.
Bone in the leg.
Mm-hmm. Yes, tilapia. As I learned on that Dirty Job show, tilapia are poo eaters. So.
I don't eat fish.
I don't eat tilapia anymore. Angus. Nobody had Angus. Nobody knew what the hell a chipotle was, or a flavor, or a taste, or is it a tree? Nobody knows. That's the new thing. You know, it's like,
I didn't know what a McRib was.
We still don't, do we? I mean, it's like, well, what else can we do? We ran out of food, so let's put some onion rings on top of that cheeseburger and send it out.
It's like they need meat. Okay, here's 12% meat. We'll just kind of fill some other stuff just to save
like
some money.
Chris and his gravy. Like he gets gravy with everything.
Yes.
Do you think gravy slowed you down mentally yesterday while coaching because you'd had the big high-fat meal Monday night, the high-fat breakfast morning?
It's possible.
You think you had gravy brain?
Gravy brain.
we'll go back to the softball game, but backtrack. There was a point when – before the game where Chris's food was in the dugout and no one brought him his food.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I don't know if I've been around Chris for a little over a year and a half now. There is a brief window of opportunity where he needs to eat.
Yeah.
Almost immediately. And while he was making out the lineup, he was doing this on an empty stomach, and his food was just sitting
taunting
in the dugout. I didn't realize that he hadn't eaten. I go, mm-hmm. And then I look at him and he's starting to waver. He's having trouble coming up with his, you know, thought process. That where should he put a player? Two guys are showing up late, and it was because
his gravy brain.
He didn't get gravy brain.
He had gravy brain. That's what that guy in Florida had that ate the other guy's face. His gravy brain. I got a car brain. Gravy brain.
I did console myself today with chicken fried chicken with gravy from the local establishment across from your apartment, Matt.
Really?
Yes.
I was on the road.
Gravy. Yes, gravy.
Is this the white gravy I'm thinking?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, that's basically just mortar. You know, you put bricks together with it and...
Whatever works.
It's good stuff.
It's amazing.
Stick to your ribs and your...
Yeah. How could you not like
trachea.
It?
Oh, it's good stuff.
I mean, I've been with Chris, and we went to the snow cone place, and he got a grape, lime, and cherry snow cone and a side of gravy. I mean...
gravy makes it better.
I've seen some better. Things in my life, and the lady was like, huh? We don't have gravy, sir.
I went to a Sonic and ordered my food. They didn't have gravy. So I went across the street to Dairy Queen and got gravy.
Yeah. Dairy Queen has good gravy.
Amazing.
Yes. I grew up on the country basket myself.
Did you go to a Dairy Queen while you're out of the state of Texas?
I did not. But at one point we were talking about, I spent the last week in a variety of states north of here, most of the time around Cincinnati. And at one point my wife goes, you know what we haven't seen? Dairy Queens. And at that point we pulled up to a stoplight and I went, look, Dairy Queen right there. So
if you were to stop at one, if you were to go in there, I can assure you, because I've lived out of the state of Texas before, that they don't call their menu, the things on their menu, the same thing.
That's what I've heard.
Like the Belt Buster and whatever else we have, the Dude Sandwich and all type stuff, they're not called that anymore. Like they're the Quarter Pounder, just the number two. They're just regular old names for not the cool hick names.
Oh, they don't have fun names? Did you just buy gravybrain.com?
I just nicked gravybrain.com.
I just tried to buy it, and it was already somebody already took it.
Really?
Yeah, there must be an alternative or like a podcast going on simultaneously in another universe. I mean, I want to meet the guy that was like, you know what, I'm going to buy Gravy Brain.
Okay, Gravy Brain is one of those things that when you said it, it made an instant connection with us. It's two words that you're well aware of what they are and how to spell it. So gravybrain.com would be a good... It's like when we were podcasting under the name of Donkey Taco. Makes no sense, but everybody knows what those two words are when you put them together. And that's what marketing's all about.
Somebody beat me to the punch. Yeah.
Nobody knew what eBay was.
Well, if you buy Gravy Brain, you got to buy Gravy Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
To change gears real quick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Matt. But
Gravy Balls? Because I'm not buying that.
To change gears real quick, I just got an interesting email.
Oh, I didn't do it.
My doctor's office just emailed me and said I have qualified for their Wall of Fame.
For pregnancy tests?
No, not at all.
STD swab.
My sports physician, it's my sports physician that helps me through my sports related injuries.
You gotta be more specific.
Yeah, you gotta be. With this crowd, you know you're gonna get it left and right.
So I've qualified to be on their Wall of Fame. So I'm proud of that. And go me. And I didn't realize that you guys were gonna bring up cotton swabs.
And
all that other thing. And also, as a Texas Ranger fan, it's interesting. When I was in Iowa, I would go to Omaha to watch the Omaha Storm Chasers.
I'm confused.
Yeah, all these minor league teams there. The Storm Chasers are the Royals AAA club, and they just emailed me following up, seeing if I wanted some more tickets, because I would go watch them play a lot. Said, hey, we're selling tickets to the Roy Oswalt start. The new Rangers pitcher, so that's interesting. Stucky, if you're up for a trip to Omaha, we can go up there and we can check that out. You want to?
Omaha. Well, you know, the College World Series is going on right now.
Yeah.
Or about to be, after this.
So he's going to do a little tour duty there before he goes to the Rangers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. He pitched for him last week. He threw, like, an inning and was hitting, like, 95 miles an hour. And that's our sports-related topic for the day.
Yeah, finally.
Guys on the podcast.
It's a slow time for sports.
Hey, softball is a sport.
It's real slow. The basketball playoffs is still
coming. Hey, the only real sports you need to know about is this weekend in Tyler, Texas, is the Texas Open.
Are you playing in that this weekend?
If I can walk, I can putt.
You should putt with your cane.
Todger wrench.
No, you should just – all you should bring is your cane.
It looks like it. You should just whip the cane around.
My dad, God bless him, if I asked him to do it, he would build me a specific putter / cane. I don't know if that would – there's the rules about what putters you can use.
Yeah.
And we'd have to get that approved. But it is the number one professional putters tour stop in our neck of the woods, the Texas Open.
By the way –
two-day event.
By the way, I've been just informed by our in-studio audience, one of our members, Cole Wills, and you follow on Twitter, at Mr. 903 Texas. He's just informed me that there is a band, and they're called Gravy Brain. Okay. And he found their page on MySpace. If we want to listen to the music app,
MySpace. What are they? What? Time Machine.
Well, that's
also
what a lot of bands. That's a lot. That's a MySpace free music is, player for bands.
Yeah, MySpace is better. In fact, I think
the band think you're in have one.
I think two of my bands have MySpace pages.
How many bands do you have?
You still in Creed?
Never.
Studio audience.
Studio audience needs some help.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you gotta bring him everywhere.
No, actually, I believe. I have not gone to MySpace in probably 7 years, yeah, but I still probably have a page for my band and then my other band. So,
wow,
that's what we do growing up. We just, well, we have a,
just
I have a
in
band.
Case you ever have like band drama in one band, you can go to
the I have a band with, it's with my buddies, the Caucasian Boys, and I play most of the instruments on everything that we do. And then I have a band, Reading the Riot Act, which is really just me. And nobody else ever appears on it, and I play all the instruments on that too. So basically, I'm just looking for stuff that I can, just sit in the background on.
But
and
when
the
when,
hit song for Gravy Brain, their most popular song on their website is "La Funky City."
La Funky City
sounds like a good something to use as some bumper music on the podcast.
Yes,
give them a shout out.
I need to know if Reed and the Riot Act was the band that did Party in the USA?
Yes. Whenever I recorded that, the other three guys, that's what I built myself as. So,
does Reading the Riot Act, when you play, say you play, I don't know, 15, 20 city tour, do you just get local musicians to play the instruments when you go live?
It's usually illegal immigrants. I can't afford actual union musicians. Yeah. So depending on where I am, you know, when we play here, there's a certain Tejano feel to the song.
Is there? Do you roll into to Bossier City at the Guitar Center and a bunch of guys get in the back of a pickup truck?
Exactly. You know, play down south in New Orleans. There's one guy who's playing a washboard and another guy playing a strung possum. You know, so it's you just kind of take what you can get.
Good. It's good to be back. It's good to get the band back together.
I have missed these moments. Now,
yeah.
Earlier on, I actually, it's kind of silly to say this, but we've been podcasting now for getting close to a year, and I still haven't been listening to a lot of other podcasts. I keep telling myself, I don't have time to listen to whatever. So now I've started listening, and like today I mowed the lawn. I went and downloaded a couple of podcasts, listened to the Sklar Brothers, listened to one of Kevin Smith's podcasts.
Are those all free?
Yeah, almost every podcast is free. I listened to Bill Burr. He does a weekly one. Really, it's kind of amazing the entertainment that is out there for download for free, for nothing, for just
Chris will send you a link. Yeah. If you want some free music.
Is this that Russian site?
Yeah. You know about this?
It's not free.
It's not free. Don't click
song,
that.
That song costs 6 cents.
Yeah. All the words are in Russian.
Yeah. It's actually legit. I'm not going
to lie. Listen to Rocky Like a Hurricane.
I don't know what I'm funding.
Yeah. you'll know soon enough.
I'm funding something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The mind behind Al-Qaeda's most recent attack, Christopher Stuckey of...
Is Gravy Brain on iTunes?
It would have to be, wouldn't it? I mean, doesn't...
Okay. We have our studio audience is looking this up right now.
We should actually Twitter Gravy Brain and see if they want to be a part of all this.
Correct.
Or if they just
What if they have a Twitter?
All this free advertising.
Yeah, I mean, we're putting...
We should
it's a
us.
Great name.
Four big voices under...
Ask them if we could buy out their
under
name.
Under them. Ooh.
We buy out that Twitter name, because people do that. People, okay. You can buy out people's Twitter names.
Mm-hmm. People try to buy Matt Pelmer all the time.
Are there Matt Belmers or?
I think they just want to buy it and close it down.
maybe because you harass like big name people on Twitter and try to get them to write about your injuries in their ESPN injury.
I tried
report.
To get Stefania Bell to give an update, an SVP show, in case their listeners were curious about my injury and whether I was playing last night.
You serious listeners? He seriously tweets at these big time sports figures in our media and warns and tells them about his injuries and that he's probable for tonight's game or he will make the start for tonight's game. Then he tweet him pictures right before he goes into surgery and when he gets out of surgery.
You never know what the kind of information these guys are bringing and you never know what they're betting on.
Hey,
La Funky City is on iTunes.
Sweet. Okay.
Like we remember when Stuckey was following the Mavericks, he was on the Jeremy Lin story a whole year before.
Yep.
It's kind of the same thing here.
And you know. And if you go to southwestputtingtour.com, they posted the odds. I'm listed as 10 to 1 to win the Texas Open.
Oh, Stucky. Really?
Yes. That's look, I'm not going
to. Stucky was asleep over there until he heard. Yeah, the odds are bing.
They have an entire breakdown of the tournament. I'm listed as probable.
See, I listed you as doubtful.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm just listed as an asshole. So that's really all I got. I'm just.
I will. Know. Barring a major Sorry, setback, okay, I will putt.
You will putt.
What would the setback have to be for you to not putt, for you to miss this opportunity?
Invitation,
maybe?
It would have to be some sort of court order. Yeah.
Guy eats your face off.
Maybe a personal appearance somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Like if your tornado officer says you can't leave Gregg County.
Yeah. I mean,
so is this on Saturday?
This is a 2-day tournament. Saturday, tee off at noon, Sunday at 10.
I need to watch that. I was going to go down to Waco and watch Arkansas and Baylor play super regional college baseball, but I'm going to stay in town and watch the putt putt tournament.
The greatest putters in the world.
At the putt putt that's like a block and a half from my house?
Yes, right there across from the Green Acres.
The one that you could like throw a rock to from your house, yes.
They've asked I stop doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's on course number 2, which is unique because it has a target hole, mm-hmm. which you hit into a bullseye.
Yep.
I've never played this course. Competitively, I played it. Yeah, I know there was a tournament tonight, but I came here for this. No. It was kind of a celebrities only tournament.
Well, they got that dude from Lake Charles is probably there.
Yeah, they're going to be some.
By the way, Stucky, I love the video Project Shanks did of his first tournament. It was hilarious.
I appreciate it. It was I was able to take in his tournament.
Yeah, Chris was there.
I'm going to watch it this weekend if it's not.
The most recent video project of you almost getting nailed by the ball thrown at first base. I popped the earphones in because I was sitting in the den to watch that. You know, and we get the shot and we get the slow motion of it. And then, boom, we cut to the credits and it's me. I burst out laughing. That was well done.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Very well done.
Project Shanks is expanding in every platform.
Yeah.
Yeah, so got to own the video, the audio,
CD band, radio,
mm-hmm.
Police band. People get us in their fillings. You know, yeah. We're everywhere.
Those little paper books you flip with your thumb.
Yes. We got a lot of material we leave in doctor's offices yes. across the country. You know,
Zach does.
Yeah, Gideon Bibles. Yes. We're getting a book in those next year. So.
Oh, man.
Right on the edge of blasphemy, folks. Sorry about that.
But, yeah, these putt-putt tournaments are – in all seriousness, it's these guys take it very, very, very seriously.
If they didn't take it that seriously, it wouldn't be quite as hilarious.
Now, so Matt,
no, it wouldn't.
Matt, please be honest with me. Do you take this seriously, or do you act like you take it seriously just to be funny?
I take it seriously, but I also understand, due to my injury, I haven't been able to play or practice as much as I would like. But I did come within basically one putt from making the national tournament. Chris was there.
I was.
I qualified. I finished in the top 8. So then you go to the match play, and if I would have won my match play, that would have put me in the national putting championship. And I missed a putt, and it lipped out, and I missed it, and that was it. And so you play for spots, you qualify. Mm-hmm. Think of the national championship as being the PGA Tour, where you have to get, or the FedEx Cup, where you get points.
Yeah.
But you have to win a tournament or you have to win a match play to go. And for not playing hardly that much due to the injury, coming out there, I was very pleased with my performance. Shot under par every round. Didn't crack. Passed a drug test.
Now, is this like the Tour de France where they keep that urine and blood for the next 10 years?
Yeah.
In that fridge right there.
There is a drug testing policy, which... they have a stricter drug testing policy than probably MLB baseball had in 2002.
Which was none.
Which was zero. Which is there's a Sports Illustrated article that just came out today, which
Kim brought, on the front.
Yeah, I never read. I mean, I get Sports Illustrated and just throw in the recycle bin.
I did the same thing with ESPN the magazine. I got ESPN the magazine a year subscription through a special offer for $1, and I still feel like I paid too much for it. Because it's just
a dollar total or a dollar an issue?
A dollar yeah. total.
Because by the time Whoa. You get it now, it's old news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Twitter.
And the last two issues have been women in sports. Sorry. Don't care. And soccer. Sorry. See my earlier comments. Don't care. And the stuff on the individual sports is already dated by the time it comes out. They always have this like sports science stuff that's It's like, yeah, that's like homework. I don't want to read that. Yeah. That's too many numbers.
Or Sports Illustrated today, you saw with a Stanley Cup preview.
Yes,
the game's going to end.
Final game is
we're
tonight.
About to have a full-on riot in L.A., and I'm reading the preview, the Stanley
Cup
preview.
With Al Michaels leading it, because he's a ticket holder for the L.A. Kings.
I always thought the L.A. Riots would be a great name for a team of some sort.
Oh, that would be.
Their football team.
Yeah.
Arena.
They're about to get one, the L.A. Riots.
Yeah.
Matt is under the belief that they're going to get a football team soon. And if you follow him on Twitter, you see him harassing the Minnesota Vikings official Twitter page about coming to LA.
Hey, I interviewed for a job and to work for the new football stadium that they're building in LA. If they would have got the damn team, mm-hmm. I would have worked there, Farmers Field. But
for the LA Riots.
For the they would never let them be the LA Riots. Be the greatest name. Maybe if they make on any given Sunday too.
Yeah.
they do that. But I mean, I'm old enough to remember the LA Express.
Yep.
Which was sweet. Yeah. But they'll get a team eventually. I don't.
Yeah.
I would rather they get an expansion team than yank, unless it was the Jaguars.
Would they be supported really well in LA by the fan base there?
Oh yeah, I mean if they.
Then why don't they have a team now?
Well, because LA is one of those cities that doesn't need a team. LA is a Lakers town basically, but LA is still the second biggest city in the country.
Yeah,
and they used to have two teams, so they could support it. But LA, I don't know. You live there, and I didn't, but it just has always seemed like LA. There's not a burning need to get a team back there because they have so much else going on. It's kind of like New Orleans in that they have all the attractions they need. They really don't, you know, adding a franchise to one of those cities doesn't really add anything.
I mean, the problem is that when the Rams and the Raiders left in 94, at that point the NFL wasn't as big as it was. If there was no fantasy football, there was no DirecTV, and they left what was the Georgia Fontenary or whatever her name is, or Al Davis? Yeah. If they would have stayed in L.A., because then you figure from 94 to 2004, the NFL exploded.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next thing they know, they're taking their stupid franchise to St. Louis, and they're leaving all that money on the table, which now the NFL is the number one game in town anywhere.
Number one anything.
Yeah. Anything. And they left the number one television market.
Did you see Sunday Night Football finally surpass for best in ratings for the year? They beat out American Idol.
So
football is the number one thing.
They need a team in LA.
Because that's not saying a lot about football.
Football is king, and American Idol sucks.
Yeah.
It's
T-shirt.
It's still huge, but it has peaked, and it's on the way down.
The last American Idol season I watched all the way through is when Ruben Studdard did he win or get runner up?
Was that the first
he
season?
Won. He beat,
and
no,
Clay
he
beat Aiken got Aiken. Clay Aiken got runner up,
right.
And they both careers kind of.
I can proudly say I've never seen an episode.
Ruben Studdard just performed in Longview.
Did he really?
Where
at
the Texas
Snoop
players?
Dogs,
the
Snoop Dogg's coming to Tyler soon.
I saw a commercial for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, American Idol is. It's just time to go ahead and give up any pretense that they're actually making stars with that. They don't. They make about 0.8 stars a season, and it's not necessarily the person who wins. I mean, of the last 4 or 5 years, Adam Lambert is a legitimate star. He didn't win.
Scotty McCreery's big.
Scotty McCreery is big, but he's a country singer. Country singers shouldn't be on American Idol. Country singers should have their own show because people that like Scotty McCreery's music like crap, and they're going to go out and purchase a lot of crap. I'll just put it that way.
Watch out now.
Whoa.
I listen to Scotty McCreery sing the same song every week for 13 weeks with the same inflections, never got one lick better, and I just could not believe it kept going. Okay, Stucky? Pia. How about that? Remember that? Best singer by far. Didn't even get in the top five.
She's star?
She just sang the anthem at the Kings game that we were watching there.
But she's singing the national anthem at a hockey game. And this is probably the clinching game of the Stanley Cup, and it's on NBC Sports Network.
Right.
Not even NBC.
Right.
So that doesn't tell me that she's a star.
No, she's not a star.
No, not a star, but
no,
she's relevant.
But there are years where American Idol doesn't produce anything.
Yeah.
The year that...
Taylor Hicks,
thank you. The Taylor Hicks year, and then Kat Huzitz, who's on that NBC show that's probably gone now.
McPhee.
They both lost their contracts within a year of winning the show. It's just, let's just say, this is, it's good for us to sit and torture these children who are trying to become famous and then forget about them. Let's, we're not making stars. We're just amusing ourselves for about, you know, 3 months and then quickly forgetting everybody who's on the show.
Yeah, I'm just can't, I can't comment. I never,
you know, watch it, but that's,
I never got into it.
I watched it up until last year, and last year was so bad, and I started watching part of this year, and removing all constructive criticism whatsoever from the show was the last straw for me. I didn't watch any of this year, and I'm very glad that I didn't.
Everybody that's going to get discovered has already been discovered. Right. They need to take a year off of discovering people, yes, and then come back.
Because what they keep doing is like, oh, well, we'll do it again, and we'll lower the age limit this time. Well, now it's borderline child abuse. Okay, do you want your... Well, I started to say, do you want your... But there are people out there who are crazy enough, bad enough parents to actually want your 16-year-old daughter to be standing up on stage in front of 10 million people in stretch pants singing. You know, we don't really have constructive things to always say about those people, do we, Stucky?
No.
When you're 16, would you like 10 million people to Twitter that you're fat?
Yeah.
No, you don't want that.
You don't want that with one.
It's not going to end well.
That's why the only thing I really watch in the media or listen to is Zach's show from 12 to 1
yes,
on 92.1 ESPN Radio.
Thank you, ESPN East Texas.
I mean, I'm trying to get Chris to either move his lunch up or move it back so he can listen to the show a little more often.
I know. I need to work on that.
You need to go to work later and then take your lunch from 1 to 2.
If I went to work later, I'd miss lunch.
I saw you cut out of work a little early today, though. That was awesome.
Does anyone
that last message was a bit before 5 o'clock, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Does anyone else feel like we're getting cheated out of a season of Hard Knocks since the Miami Dolphins have been selected to be on Hard Knocks? Wait, have you seen Ryan Tannehill's wife? Yeah, but she's not going to be on it. It's going to be him in a dorm room. Yes, she will. I promise. Okay.
There will be a
when it was the Chiefs, Brody Croyle, his wife was smoking hot. She was on there.
You guys that are listening to the podcast, you can't see this, but Bartolo Colon just popped up in an A's uniform.
He's popped out.
Yeah.
He's been in an A's uniform for a year or two now. Well, he's huge.
He's so fat they kept to cut it off.
Did you not see my tweet? Did you didn't see my tweet about it earlier today? I said Bartolo Colon's pitching. I got to watch
this. I thought it was his son that you were tweeting about. I didn't know it was actual.
Bartolo Colon. He got off the steroids and ballooned up.
Wow. He
looks like a 60-year-old gym teacher. Wow. And see, it's the thing about baseball. You can be a big old tub of goo and you can see you can pitch.
Thank you. Yeah. I tried to say that a couple weeks ago and got blown up. He's still an about athlete. How baseball players are the best athletes ever.
Okay. He's still got it.
Bartolo Colon just struck out Ian Kinsler looking.
He has a no-hitter going as we're doing this podcast.
Perfect game.
Yes.
But Ian Kinsler isn't very good anymore.
If he continues this no-hitter, we will come back with a special podcast tomorrow to break it down.
Absolutely.
Well, the Rangers have been playing, that might happen.
Yeah, that early season
jump off.
Yeah, that really just sort of crushed in the last week or two, didn't it?
Yes.
It's very odd being up in Cincinnati and not seeing Ranger games everywhere. Because down here, everybody's on the bandwagon. For literally the first time I've ever known it in my life. Everywhere you go, there's Ranger stuff and Ranger stuff everywhere. Games are on every bar you go to. It's very odd.
People plan their day around the Ranger game here, which I'm a fan of. I like that.
Which, you know, 8 years ago, nobody did that.
No.
You know, the Rangers had, what was it, three years in the late 90s where they made the playoffs.
They got swept by the Yankees.
I think they won one playoff game.
They won one.
They always got knocked out by the Yankees. And that was, in some ways, kind of worse than not even being a part of it. And then there was more dead times, and my phone's going off. Sorry about that.
And now my hamstring's cramping. So,
yeah. I will not rub it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I know you're my ride home, but I'm.
That's for the studio audience.
Yes. Apparently, there's bad weather out there.
My phone's blowing up about it too.
And my lovely wife says that she has no satellite and no internet. So this is a really good time for me to not be there. So.
Yeah. Good. Here we go. We'll see you guys at timeout.
Shall I text him, sorry for your loss? Is that, you know?
She probably wishes she was with us. What you need to do, send her a picture of you on the computer and then five TVs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Say, I got TV internet here. No problem.
It never rains on Chris Stuckey.
No.
Remember that.
Never rains on Chris Stuckey.
Yeah.
Catchphrase. Jot that one down.
Yep.
T-shirt that.
T-shirt. A lot of t-shirts available. Cafe you know, Press.
See if that website's available too.
We need someone who makes t-shirts as a sponsor.
I can work on that.
Yeah.
Just I know get one people. Of those big presses.
Put it on your to-do list.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to Nike for sponsoring this part of the show. Yeah. Thank you.
Correct. And for Nike, Dr. Hilton for fixing my knee.
Right.
And getting and me back.
Dr. Pepper for making me feel good.
Hey, what happened with Dr. Pepper when you went a little bit north?
I go north, and the first place that I stop in is probably in Arkansas, maybe Tennessee.
Ballsack, Arkansas?
Yeah, Ballsack, Arkansas.
And I go, let me get a Dr. Pepper with that? And the girl just goes, oh, we have Coke products here. I was confused. Because Dr. Pepper is like the O negative of beverages. You get it everywhere in Texas, whether you have Coke or Pepsi or, God help you, RC, you've still got Dr. Pepper. And
hate on RC.
Dr. Pepper is not a Coke product. It's not a Pepsi product. It just is.
It's its own product, correct?
Here's my favorite. My friend, I have a really good friend who's just like you. I took him to Iowa with me.
Whoa. White guy?
Yeah, he's just like him as in the Dr. Pepper. Yes. He loves Dr. Pepper. He's just like you in that aspect. Reed, I hate to tell you, but you're very unique and different than a lot of people I know. Besides the Dr. Pepper thing, my friend's just like you, and I took him up to Iowa with me. And we get up there, and we sit down to eat, and he goes, hey, yeah, I'd like a Dr. Pepper. And they said, we have Mr. Piff.
Yeah, you'll get that a lot.
And we all know if you're a Dr. Pepper guy, that's the last thing you want to hear is someone compare Dr. Pepper to anything, especially Mr. Piff.
Right.
And he was not very happy at all. Mm-hmm. And then they were calling it, oh, yeah, we got all different types of pops. And he didn't like
it. What's the fake Dr. Pepper at the grocery store?
Dr. Thunder.
Okay. Yeah. And they're a Dr. Skipper also.
I love going to the grocery stores and just laughing at the off-brand names of the sodas.
Yeah.
Like Mountain Lightning, Dr. Thunder.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Dewdrop.
Yeah. Dewdrop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ozark's Hoedown. Yeah.
And then the orange and grape is always just called orange and grape.
Yeah. Those are not trademarks.
No, and there's like a fake Big Red also.
What's that called? It was like a Little Red?
I don't know. Big red. K or
Ruby? Yeah. Big Ruby?
There's something odd. We'll get into that next time.
Yeah. Yeah, we're already at the off-brand food stuff, so we might want to think about pulling out of this one.
That's probably a good idea.
Remember that.
That's what she said.
Oh, brother. I fed him that one.
Yeah. All right, we got anything else?
Oh, wow, do we? Man.
No,
I'm sure, but
let's talk about the election coming up. Something light.
Didn't we have an election in town that's already...
We did.
They said we had 30,000 people in Smith County come out to vote in an area that has like roughly a million, or it has a lot of people to vote, and only like 30,000 people.
The city's 100,000.
Yeah.
Plus the
surrounding towns.
Pumpkins. Yeah.
Did you vote, Zach?
Yes, I did vote.
Did you vote, Reed?
I did not vote. I was out of town.
Matt,
I did,
and I don't.
As did I.
I'm a conscientious
American.
In our group here, the numbers of voting turnout, you know, is. It's not. It doesn't necessarily correlate to our group here.
It'd be 75%.
Yeah. So there would be a lot more voting, and maybe we wouldn't have a runoff for sheriff at Smith County if everyone would have been like our group of people, and three out of four people went and voted. So Reed,
yep,
you're actually probably like most people in Smith County didn't go vote.
He's the majority.
He is the majority.
Right. Well, no, the majority of Smith County people on election day weren't trying to find somewhere to live that wasn't Smith County. Same principle, basically.
But I'm going to be honest. Most people didn't even know there was a vote going on.
Right.
On election. Just sad.
What do they think? The signs were just there? Like, so they wanted you to send them Christmas cards?
On the signs, it doesn't say when the voting is.
Okay, but now, it's true. Was this an election, or was this a primary for the two parties?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, there was an election for the sheriff, I believe.
Yeah,
we were getting a new sheriff in our county for the first time.
You had constables, sheriffs, judges, that kind of thing. Then you had the primary.
Some
election.
Amendments, like to lower the tax on cigarettes, make bullets more powerful,
more gunpowder,
liquor sales 24 hours, like just some random stuff like that.
Houses, yay or nay.
Yep.
Sin against it. Right. They should put things that people care about on the ballots, like junk food and strippers. That would get people out.
Is it wrong that when I voted, I only went there to vote for like two things that I knew about? I didn't know any of the names on the other one because they have you vote for a lot of stupid stuff, like parts of government I've never even heard of. Yeah. So I just started voting for the Republicans with the coolest name.
That's what you got to do.
Funniest non-ethnic name you found. Bingo, that's the one.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, I guess the best way,
you're a man.
The best way to get voter turnout is to make, like, if you want to vote for the season finale of American Idol, you have to go to, you know, your local middle school where they have it set up.
You can vote. You got to get out of the house.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the voting for American Idol was like, you know,
maybe they should make it where you can text.
Yeah. 240 million people voted for American Idol and like 63,000 voted for president. So, you know, I don't remember the numbers, but it was
stupid.
There's just not enough.
Oh, yeah. America's, you know, we're heading the right direction.
We are. In a circular motion going down.
We have more, our values in America.
More people care about Philip Phillips than the next president of the United States.
And I only know that that's the guy who won American Idol because it's a silly name.
I would have never got that.
Sounds like a minor league pitcher.
Porn star.
Philip Phillips. Oh, did you guys see on the blog? I found while we're driving. Driving through Tennessee, which is all entirely uphill, by the way. The whole state at a 45-degree angle.
Yeah.
I'm driving through Nashville, and I see a billboard for their local news, and the guy has a Ron Burgundy mustache.
Nice.
I mean, straight up Burt Reynolds porn star stash on a billboard.
I'm wow. Like,
did because you know, okay, I, you know, I've worked in television, and even a much smaller market than Nashville, they would still bring in consultants to yell at us about, you know, clothes and your ties and the makeup that they made you wear and all that stuff. They would still do that. How does this guy, you know, get to wear the 70s porn stash and nobody says anything?
Got to be in a union. It's the only way. I mean, he's a union guy. They can't touch him.
A union guy.
He's been there a while.
You can't. You cannot fire anybody wearing a Ron Burgundy
mustache.
He's got
a rider in his contract for his stash. Mm. And he's trying to just separate himself.
Stash has its own dressing room.
Yeah, stash has its... The stash has its own Twitter handle.
Yeah. I mean, because when I had the mustache and goatee when I was on TV, but I had it because the other guy that I worked with in sports was also red-haired. And people who watch TV are very stupid, and they could not tell the two of us apart. The guy that I worked with was probably, I don't know, probably 6'5", maybe 6'6", about 280. I'm 5'11". About 200, 205, depending on when beef jerky went on sale. I have curly hair. He had straight hair. And people that I had known for years were calling him me and calling me him.
Wow.
And so you're living
a double life.
Yes. So,
what that tells you is the only recognizable trait that you have is red hair.
Yes. Apparently on the news, that's it.
And no soul.
Right. And I was born in Louisiana, so I'm hellbound. Man, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm on the highway to hell on a road that had bad construction. So,
sounds like Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. In Louisiana, they don't fix the roads, by the way. They just put up a sign that says unsafe road. If you've ever been over there, you've seen this. It just says unsafe road.
It does. It's
basically
really sad.
State of Louisiana going, yep, sorry about all that. You know, good luck. Have fun. Have fun getting your tires realigned when you get out of this godforsaken state. And I was born there, so I can sort of get away.
Yeah, you can make fun of your home state.
Yeah. And West Virginia, too, because, oh boy.
Because West Virginia is easy to make fun of.
Yes,
it is. On so many reasons.
I was driving around West Virginia, and there was a guy with, he had a house, he had an above-ground pool with a sprinkler in it and a fountain in his front yard, like right out by the highway. Yeah.
Nice.
Like,
West Virginia, the home of the Randy Moss fan club.
Yes. Where Randy Moss went to school eventually.
Eventually. Yes. Being tossed out of two all-time great programs in Notre Dame and Florida State, he wound up in Huntington, West Virginia at Marshall.
At Marshall, where he may or may not have attended class. I don't know. Everybody loves him there. I've never met anybody who was in class with Randy Moss. So.
He wasn't actually enrolled there. He just played football. No one checked it out because Marshall football wasn't relevant then.
They just flew him in for games. That was really it.
I think we need to stop there.
All right,
let's end it on that.
It's been a while since we've done this. It's good to be back and, you know, have the company and try to provide a little bit of entertainment to the Four Guys One Podcast audience as well as ProjectShanks.com. Yeah, please check out Project Shanks. We've been live for a little over a month now, a month and a half. So getting more and more stuff every day. Just
good numbers. You're drawing in some good writers too.
We are. We're coming along slowly but surely, but I feel like we have some good things in our future. But thanks for listening, and until next time, peace.